Hare Krishna. So today we'll be reading from Canto 1, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadev. Text number 12 and 13. I hope 13 is on the board, because there is no purport to text number 12. So I'll read it, then we can chant. Text number 13, translation. I passed through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver, and copper, and through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers, fit for the denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Nitai Gaur Sundar ki. Translation. I then passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds, and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark, and dangerously fearful forests, which were the pleiades of snakes, owls, and jackals. Purport. It is the duty of a mendicant, Paribrajakacharya, to experience all varieties of God's creation by traveling alone through all forests, hills, towns, villages, etc., to gain faith in God and strength of mind, as well as to enlighten the inhabitants with the message of God. A sannyasi is duty bound to take all these risks without fear, and the most typical sannyasi of the present age is Lord Chaitanya, who traveled in the same manner through the central Indian jungles, enlightening even the tigers, bears, snakes, deer, elephants, and many other jungle animals. In this age of Kali, sannyasa is forbidden for ordinary man. One who changes his dress to make propaganda in a different man from the original ideal sannyasi, one should, however, take the vow to stop social intercourse completely and devote life exclusively to the service of the Lord. The change of dress is only a formality. Lord Chaitanya did not accept the name of a sannyasi, and in this age of Kali, the so-called sannyasis should not change their former names, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, devotional service of hearing and repeating the holy glories of the Lord is strongly recommended, and one who takes the vow of renunciation of family life need not imitate the Paribrajakacharya like Narada or Lord Chaitanya, but may sit down at some holy place and devote his whole time and energy to hear and repeatedly chant the holy scriptures left by the great acharyas like Sikh Goswamis of Vrindavan. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing the talk between Narad and Vyasadev. Narad Muni is speaking about his experience in travel. When he, after his mother passed away, he left, and now on the way, the different places he is traveling, he is just giving account. In text number 12, Chitra Dhatu Vichitradrin, the mountains which possess different valuable minerals, Adri, and on the way he found in the jungle Iva Bhagna Bhujadruman. Iva means the elephants. Big elephants with big trunk and, you know, sharp teeth. They are breaking the branches of those trees. And also he found some interesting thing. Jalasya Shiva Jala Nalini Sura Sevita. He found some beautiful water reservoir. And the water reservoir have been defined as Jalas and Shiva Jalan. Shiva Jalan Nalini Sura Sevita. Jalasayan Mahapuskarini Tavat Tasam Eva Visheshanam Shiva Jalam. So these big water reservoir have been defined as Shiva Jalan. Means these water have some special characteristics. Not like ordinary water. What is that? Rogadya Sitalam, Rogadya Anutpadaka Jalam. Means this water does not contain any germs that you will be attacked by some diseases by taking bath or drinking these waters. So he is explaining very nice. Shiva Jalan. Shiva means Mangalamaya. Very auspicious water. Why it is auspicious? If you go and take bath in such waters, and you will not get diseases. Normally when we travel outside in the forest or we go to a new place, we are very much careful about, you know, drinking or taking bath in a water because you may get disease. But this is a very pure water. And Sura Sevita, why this water is like this? Because even the demigods from the heavenly planet, they desire to, they actually aspire to take bath in such waters. They should say, Sura Sevita, Chitra Swanai, Patra Rathai, Vichitra Brahmaradruma, Sriya. So in that way, this jungle is very nicely decorated. And I passed by. Oh, you are experiencing only good things in the forest? If Vyasadeva asks, oh, these are the beautiful experience you have had while traveling in the forest? He said, no, I have some other experience also. What is that? I then passed alone through many forests and rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds and caves, which are very difficult to go through alone. Nala Venu Sarastanva Kusa Kichaka Gauharam. Gauharam means very deep forest. It is inaccessible. No human being can enter into this forest. So who are residing there? He's saying, Ghoram Pratibhayakaram. Very dangerous entities are residing there. Who are they? Vyala, snakes, Ulluka, owls, and Shiva, jackals, Ajiram. That is their playground. So this place Narad Muni was passing by was the playground of Vyala, Ulluka and Shiva, snakes, jackals and owls. And when it have been defined, these entities, before that is Ghoram Pratibhayakaram. Ghoram, they are very dangerous entities. They like to eat the human flesh. So when somebody is passing through such a jungle, definitely it is very dangerous. One gets afraid of passing through such a forest. What? But if Vyasadeva asks Narad Muni, oh, you are a small boy, did you not be afraid of passing such a forest, such a jungle, which is filled with all these ferocious animals? No. Narad Muni is saying, Eka Eva, I was fixed in my mind. He is saying, Man manas tada bhagavan madhurya matram avistatvat iti bhava. His mind was fully absorbed in experiencing, releasing the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. It's a very interesting point. Anyway, when we are traveling in this forest of material existence, saṃsāra dāvā nalaligḍha lōka. So this is also sometimes defined as forest, this material world. So we also get, we become fearful of different situations that we come across. And here, Narad Muni, practically he is moving through the forest and he is meeting with all these ferocious animals who are ready to attack him, but he is not afraid. Why? He is saying, my mind was fully absorbed in thoughts of the sweetness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we have some reference from Shastra, not only here Narad Muni is speaking. We have seen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, actually he left Mayapur, then he went to Jagannath Puri. There used to be a devotee in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime whose name was Saranga Thakur or Saranga Pani Sarangadhara. This devotee, he was worshipping the Lord in seclusion. On the western bank of Ganga, he had his residence and he was absorbed in worshipping the Supreme Lord. He was a sincere devotee of the Lord, and he was such a devotee, he would not go and waste his time with anyone. He'd always sit down and chant in his beds and perform his devotional service. Because he was a sincere devotee of the Lord, so Lord constantly kept on inspiring him from his core of his heart to accept disciples. But this devotee was not very much inspired to take disciple. And then, one day, he said, okay, whoever I am going to meet next morning, I'll make him my disciple. And the next morning, as he went to take bath in Ganga, one dead body touched his body. And then when he looked at the body, he remembered, oh, I had promised yesterday, whoever I am going to meet first next morning, I will make him my disciple. And he chanted mantra in the ear of this dead body, and dead body came back to life. And that body, that boy's name became Murari Chaitanya, Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das. His name was, actually the dead body name was Murari. The pastime is like this. This boy was born in a Brahmana family. And the day he was supposed to get initiated, He was beaten by a black snake. And on those days, when somebody is beaten by a black snake and leaves his body, they would leave the dead body in the water. They will not burn it or bury it. Because sometimes they would come back to life. And it so happened to him. So what happened? When he left his body, his parents, they dropped this body in Ganges. And this body was floating and came near the place where Saranga was taking bath. And then he chanted mantra in his ear, so he came back to his life. That's how his name became Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das. This Saranga Murari Chaitanya, why I am telling this, like here Narad Muni, because Narad Muni was deeply engaged in the thoughts of the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. That's why he was not afraid of these fearful entities while he was passing through the jungle. And you can see a dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Saranga Murari Chaitanya Das, who was living in Madhadrumdeep, and sometimes he would enter into the forest and he would treat tigers like cats and dogs. He would play with them. Sometimes he would grab venomous serpent, put around his neck, keep them in his lap, because he did not have any bodily consciousness. He was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, it is said, he would constantly keep sitting in one place and chant. And whoever he meets, he will only speak about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And sometimes, he would submerge in Ganges water. For 2 days, he would not come out. And he would chant the holy name of the Lord. He would not feel any bodily inconvenience while underwater. So, such are the devotees of the Lord. When they are totally engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord, remembering those pastimes or chanting the holy name, then the material tribulations cannot affect them. But we are sadhakas. We are on the sadhan bhakti platform. We cannot imitate such great souls like Narad Muni, Saranga Murari Chaitanya. No, that is not our position. Then, so how to deal with it? How a devotee accepts the suffering condition of life? Many times, even though we have become devotee, as soon as somebody is becoming instrumental to give some trouble to us, we try to find fault in him. Oh, hey, because of you, this is what is happening. Well, first of all, we need to understand that the tribulations, those offered to the devotee of the Lord, are different than the tribulations resulting from vicious acts. A devotee never considers that, Mr. X is responsible for my pain. See, Brahmaji, he very nicely explains in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam this mode, that how a sadhaka, even though he has not attained to the platform of prema bhakti, still he can very easily surpass these tribulations in life. How? Tattinu kampam susamikshamana bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridhvaga vapu bhi vidadhan namaste jivita jamukti pade sa daya bhak. He is saying, Tattinu kampam susamikshamana. The devotee very easily he tolerates the tribulations, the sufferings. How? Bhanjan, atmakritam vipakam. Oh, I have committed some mistake to him in my previous life, or even in this lifetime maybe. I am getting as a token of reaction. Actually, I am supposed to get more, but Lord has reduced it and giving me as a token of experience. And actually, our Acharya, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he comments in this verse, he says, what is the mood of a devotee when he meets with some suffering condition of life? He says, just like a loving father, he sometimes makes his little one sit on his lap and drink milk. Make him drink milk. Sometimes same father, he'll make his little one sit on his lap and then make him drink bitter medicine. The baby doesn't like. No, I don't want to drink. It's too bitter. He's screaming. He doesn't want to sit on the lap. But father is forcefully now putting this bitter medicine into the mouth of this little one. How can you say? Oh, when he's making his little one drink this bitter medicine, oh, he's an enemy. And when he's making him drink milk, he's his loving father. No, in any condition, whether his father makes him drink some bitter medicine or his father makes him drink milk, he's always desiring good for his child. He's the only benefactor. So in that way, like father always trying to benefit the child, similarly, the Supreme Lord, sometimes he inflicts some pain to the devotees, or sometimes he also brings some pleasure to the devotees. That is like our father. So in that way, even though we have not come to the platform of love, still we can deal with the tribulations, the afflictions of this material existence, if we have understood the Shastra properly and we try to imbibe these teachings in our life, then instead of finding fault with others, instead of trying to point finger at others, we understand how to deal with the situations. And here Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, these mendicants, they travel from one place to another. Why? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained, Mahanta Swabhav Ei Tarite Pamar Nijakarja Nahitabu Jantar Ghar. Same thing been explained in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahadbi Chalanam Ninam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nisreya Saya Bhagavan Kalpate Nanmatha Kuchit. When Gargacharya was sent by Vasudev to the house of Nanda Maharaj to do this name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. When Gargamuni arrives at the house of our Nanda Baba, he greeted him nicely and he told this, Mahadvi charanam nrinam grihinam dina chetasam. Those who are householders, they are dina chetasam. Why they are poor-hearted? Because they are only thinking of the well-being of their children. That's it. They don't think of their well-being in terms of being Krishna conscious and helping their children to become Krishna conscious. When the father and mother, they accept the responsibility of being Krishna conscious and making their children Krishna conscious, then they are not Dina Chetasam. But to the house of such grahasthas, these elevated personalities, they visit. Why? Nisriya Saya Bhagavan. He is saying, you come to the house of such householders to give them Krishna consciousness. There is no other purpose behind mendicants visiting to the house of a grihastha. Even though their designation is like bhikshu, right? They are bhikshu. They go for begging. They are not going to your house to beg because they want to survive on what you give them. They are not even in want of food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that mendicant, and he is helping everybody to become Krishna conscious. In our society, we have this system. The devotees go to sometimes householder's house, householder's place. Even this part of the world. And we don't go for just simply begging. We go with books. Give them some book, right? That will benefit them. And they give you some contribution. So in that way, we are not afraid of any situations in this material world. Rather, we are always trying to serve the Lord. We are always trying to remember the Lord through engaging ourselves in some practical devotional service to the Lord. That is how we can remain free from the afflictions of this material world. Today is very important and auspicious day. They told me to go up till 45, 5 more minutes left. Okay? Or we should stop here. Just maybe because today is a very important festival. Jhulan Jatra, at least one or two sentences we should say to glorify Radha Govindji. We know Lord performs his different pastimes, and that is to give pleasure to his devotees. Different pastimes are enacted to help devotees engage in the service of the Lord. This Jhulan Lila is one of such pastime where Lord gives the opportunity to his devotees to bring Radha and Krishna together. This is a pastime that Radha and Krishna, they release each other's association in union. And there are different pastimes which they experience the loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna in separation. That is Vipralambha Ras. But this is Madhur Ras in union. In Vrindavan, all these residents, especially the gopis in Vrindavan, they are always thinking how to bring Radha and Krishna together and serve them for their pleasure. When they make such arrangement to bring them together in a particular kunj, at that time, this Bana Devi, the presiding deity of the forest, she also copes up with the desire of the gopis, how they can bring the utmost pleasure to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. And what does she do? It is explained in Shastra, various scriptures, that this Bana Devi, she decorates the entire forest. How? At this time, all these forests, they are bloomed fully with beautiful leaves, flowers, not only flowers, flowers containing honey. And all these deers, peacocks, and all different birds, they also join together. And when they prepare this cradle and hang it on Shweta Chandana tree, big tree, long tree actually, and the swing is made from either gold or silver. And they string it in between these two big Shweta Chandana tree, and they make them sit on this swing, and the devotees, they, you know, help them swing. And what do? They sing. Just singing. This is a very beautiful pastime where the devotees can easily go into the trance of Radha and Krishna. Actually, Bhishma Dev, while he was lying on the bed of arrows, he told this. He said, nobody understands the desire of the Lord, what actually Lord wants to do. Only three persons know. He says, Shiva. Lord Shiva, he knows. And Narad Muni, he knows. And Kapil Muni, he knows. Here, why I'm telling this is Narad Muni, he knows, because Narad Muni is always Narad Muni Bajai Bina Radhika Ramana Name Prema Mani. So Narad Muni is always engaged in singing the glories of the Lord by his Bina Jantra. Just by singing the glories of the Lord, Narad Muni can understand the Supreme Lord. Similarly, those who are engaged in singing the glories of the Lord, they can also understand the Lord. So this is a very beautiful pastime. You go to Vrindavan at this point in time, you will see all these different temples. They have very beautiful, you know, swing. Yeah, some of them, they are made of silver. And they bring Radha Krishna deity on the swing. And what they do? They sing so beautifully, so melodious way. You don't feel like moving out of the temple if you go there. This is also part of kind of sadhana, you can say, some devotee, they practice. And this is the part of the year when Lord gives the opportunity for the devotee to get deeply absorbed in thoughts of Radha Krishna by, making them sit on a swing. While swinging them, they sing very different types of bhajans. Jhulan Lila means only song, mostly singing. And sometimes they also enact some play. So in that way, it is explained the glories of the swing pastime, that anyone who comes and see this Radha Gobindji sitting on the swing, he will never enter into the womb of the mother. I mean, that is his last birth. So in that way, those who came today to take part in the swing pastime of Sri Radha Gokulnand, definitely they have earned this good fortune by the grace of their lordships. And we hope for next six days, you have until Sunday, many devotees will come and they will also get this golden opportunity by the sweet will of Sri Radha Gokulanandji. Today is Ekadasi. Just one sentence. Also, we need to glorify Mother Ekadasi. Ekadasi, it is said in the scripture, why it is so important for us? We should know. Why do we follow Ekadasi? They said, Lord has created Mother. Why? Because without mother, a baby cannot survive. Baby will survive only on the lap of the mother. Similarly, Lord has created Ekadasi. Lord has created medicine for the patients. Without medicine, a patient cannot survive. A baby cannot survive without mother. Similarly, our devotion cannot survive without Mother Ekadasi. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani. This Ekadasi is like Madhava Tithi. It's called the mother of devotion. So if you want to remain alive in your Krishna Bhakti, Gauranga Bhakti, then you must strictly and with happy mood observe this Ekadasi, and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ensure that you progress in your Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. It's getting late. I don't want to hold you back from your prasadam. Anyway. Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki. Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki.